online shopping has become quite a pleasant experience for us.
Especially for people like us who hate going outside and shopping.
Yeah, earlier we go there, check out some clothes, and you can't decide what you want. So it takes a lot of time.
Yeah, we did order a few t-shirts last day and thankfully they were fitting well. But, you know, normally with online shopping, the problem is that you don't get clothes that fit very well.
Exactly. That's one of the problems.
I think 3D printing can probably solve this for us. Hi everyone, welcome to the Writer and Geek Show. Hope you all had a good week. And today we are here with another episode of our show. And this is Vishnu.
This is Shankar. Remember going for shopping last week? Yeah, we wanted to pick up some t-shirts. Was it t-shirts or shoes?
Everything.
Everything, yeah. And I remember wanting some t-shirts, so I just stopped at the counter and I was just gonna check it out. So you said something, right?
Yeah, I said I had already ordered some t-shirts online. I remember your response. You said something like, so are you waiting for it to download?
Exactly. And it just caught me by surprise. But the thing is, yeah, we don't have that kind of technology now, but hopefully in the future with 3D printers and all, it might just happen, right?
3D printers have been an amazing invention. But when you dig into it, you realize that this has been around for a while. It's not a very recent thing, though. 3D printers came into popularity after 2010 is when I started hearing about them. I was really surprised to learn that they were invented in 1983 by Chuck Hall, who called it stereolithography, which he mentioned is an additive manufacturing process.
The thing is, it really surprises me to know that it was actually developed in the 1980s. The first time I heard about 3D printing technology was, I think, a few years ago while watching one of Fine Brothers video. They were showing there is this kind of product which can make other kind of products. So it actually surprised me, and I didn't actually look for other information. But now writing an article about it, I came to know that the development started during the 80s.
Yeah, even I had heard about 3D printers in the passing. It was around the internet at that time. But there is one of these developers I follow. His name is Scott Hanselman. He's a program manager for Microsoft. He is very much into 3D printing. I've seen him 3D print game controllers.
Wow.
Like for Xbox and stuff like that. So that's when I was a little curious about all this entire 3D printing stuff. And we did some digging into it, and that's why we are having this talk today.
So you just need a blueprint of anything that you want to create, right? And you just put it into the 3D printer and it'll print it for you, right?
Yeah. So to explain the 3D printing process, you know how the normal printers print, right? You have, let's say you have a text file or you have an image file or something. You open it in the computer when you give it for print, the entire image is printed on a 2D surface, right? So you have a paper onto which ink is sprayed. So that is on a 2D, it's a 2D print. Similar concept when applied to build a 3D object is called 3D printing. So how it works is, instead of having a flat image file, like Photoshop file or something that you give for print, 3D printing uses CAD images, so that is computer-aided deep design,
yes.
Which has information of depth as well. It's not just width and height.
Yeah, it's three-dimensional.
Yeah, it's a three-dimensional image. So there are many softwares that can be used, like AutoCAD, etc. There are some free softwares as well, like Blend, which can be used to create all this 3D images of components. Suppose you want to create a table, just a simple example. So you can design the table on the in the software. And when you give print, the 3D printer will just print out the entire table according to the specifications that you have provided.
I don't know, the word table reminded me of James Hetfield
from Metallica. Okay. So yeah, probably you can 3D print a model of James Hetfield as well. Now that
okay.
You just mentioned. Yeah, so that is the process. So basically, if you want to 3D print something, you design it on a computer with the specifications that you need. Okay. And there'll be a 3D printer which is attached to the computer. Very much the same way like a normal printer is. And when you give it to print, it starts printing. The way it does is, the 3D image that you create, it is divided into slices of into many slices.
Is it like a bit like integration? How you
exactly? It is like integration. What we learned.
I hate it.
For our friends who hate integration like us, I'll try to explain it in much simpler way. So you have seen salami, right? Chicken salami.
Oh yeah.
So it's like a slice. So Imagine this, a loaf of bread, which is three-dimensional, but the slice looks pretty much two-dimensional, right? So the 3D image is sliced into many, many different 2D images. And the 3D printer takes those images and lays down one layer over the top of the other. So that is 3D printing explained very, very basic.
It's actually like integration. The thing is integration, right? When it was taught to us, that's the only part which I understood. So I know it pretty well. So from what you're saying, I can understand pretty well that it's the same process.
Yeah, but for you, I think integration was just a two-year thing, right? My tryst with integration didn't end there. I thought maths is done. When I joined engineering, so we had, first year we had two papers for mathematics, maths 1 and maths 2. Maths 1 was completely integration. Okay, second year again we had maths 3 and maths 4. Again, integration. I thought, fine. 2 years maths, we are done and dusted. No more integration.
Don't tell me you had it for 4 years.
But we had other papers. Mechanics. We had signals and systems. Basic electronics. This integration was a part of everything. Wow. If you want to be an engineer, you better be friends with integration and difference. Calculus, basically.
No wonder I'm not fun.
What surprises me even more is that two scientists have independently, invented calculus.
Oh, yes.
I mean, how do you do that when most of the people don't even understand it?
But he didn't, the one who invented it first didn't
Leibniz.
get the...
That is the reason, that is the result of a lot of politics which happened from our Mr. Isaac Newton.
The Newton.
Which can again be a different episode. Yeah. Sometime we can discuss
it. Okay, let's get back to the topic, 3D printers.
So 3D printing, so that is the... That is how basically 3D printer works. You have a 3D modeling separated into many different sections of 2D images, and the 3D printer just lays these layers one top of the other until the final product is created. So that is how it works.
And yeah, talking about the history, it was founded by
Chuck Hall
in 83.
Yes.
That's like 34 years ago, man.
Yeah, 34 years ago, but yeah, we might be surprised that, we never heard of it during
the
80s and 90s. That was because at that time, the cost of having a 3D printer was really high. These days, you might get a 3D printer for around $300-$400.
That's it.
Yeah.
I think most of the big companies used to use it for some of their...
Mostly, it was used for prototyping, not necessarily the final manufacturing process.
Okay.
Prototyping in the sense, suppose you're an aircraft company. You are coming up with a new fighter jet. You want to build a small model of it. It's easy to create the model in a software and just give a 3D print to create the plane in a plastic or any other material, right? So that was the major use of 3D printing
modeling
in the early days. Now we have started creating end products even using 3D printing. So that is how we have progressed over the days. Mainly because the cost has come down drastically of owning a 3D printer. You can have a 3D printer at your home as well.
They have printed kidneys. They have printed 3D legs. Yeah, and then you have a prototype of cars.
Yeah, we'll come to all that when we start discussing more about the advantages and all that stuff.
So we know how it works on a layman's term, but can you please explain a little bit about the technology behind it?
Yeah, there are many different ways that 3D printing is done. It will be too detailed for our audience, I suppose. But I'll just explain, how the actual process happens from the time you give print and how the material takes the form of the final product. So once you have this design created and when you give it for print, suppose you're giving for a plastic material, right? So there are two different ways of doing it. One is laying down material which is already molten.
Okay.
So after that, it solidifies and takes the shape. Second one is laying down solid pieces and, you know, melting it to fuse it later,
using
laser or something like some other radiation kind of a thing. So how it works is normally you have your printer material. So whatever material you want your final product to be in, it is fed to the printer. This material goes through a hot filament, which melts it. It becomes very thin material, which is few micrometers or microns thick. So for each layer of your CAD design, one layer of this material is laid on top of the other.
Okay.
After some time, you know, it will keep adding more layer, and this liquid, semi-liquidy substance will start solidifying and fusing with each other, with the other layer. So that is the process. So 3D printer itself has a mechanism to melt this material and fuse it together. So that's how the basic mechanism is. So again, the reason that 3D printing is gaining more and more popularity is this is called an additive manufacturing process, because if you look at all the traditional ways of creating things or making anything, let's say making a sculpture, if it is made of stone, you take a big block of stone and you carve things out.
Okay.
So basically, you're removing from the raw material to create the final product.
Yeah.
So what happens in that case is there is a lot of wastage.
Loss.
But this, in 3D printing, you're adding the material to create the object. You're basically not removing anything.
Wow.
So whatever amount is required to create that object, that is the only thing that is being utilized. So that is an advantage. There are many other advantages as well. So, one other major advantage is you can really customize the product that you're creating. Suppose you are creating something like, let's say we are 3D printing a shoes. In fact, there is a TED talk by a gentleman. So, his family profession is they are cobblers since many generations. So to carry forward his grandfather's legacy, he becomes a cobbler, but he uses 3D printing to create his shoes.
Wow.
There are many such examples. There is another lady who has created a fashion line out of 3D printed clothes. Okay, so all these talks are available.
So you can actually print clothes using 3D printers.
Yeah, you can print clothes using 3D printers.
So I was not like I was not wrong.
Exactly, that is the whole point of point that we are discussing. So
yeah.
I am seeing a future where you go to any e-commerce website. It may not be just clothes. It can be anything like your dinner set or whatever it is.
Mobile phones.
You go to the website, you order, you'll get the blueprint downloaded to your computer. You just open the blueprint and give print. Again, the advantage is you can really customize the product that you want. Suppose you want a black shirt. You select the material, you select the blueprint. It depends on what material you're feeding to your printer.
Okay.
Right? So that's the future of e-commerce.
I think one more advantage is that you can save on the logistics, which is required. Like, if you're shopping online and you buy something, there is, one person has to come and give it to you. Or even in the case of drones, right? There is like energy needed to do all those kind of things. But this one, you get the blueprint, you just do it here. There's no logistics involved in this thing.
Correct.
So I think that's a great advantage.
That is a great advantage. We'll come to the disadvantages later where, again, there's a point which can counter this entire e-commerce thing.
Yeah.
We'll come to that. Again, the next advantage being you can create really complex designs. So it is up to your creativity. You can do anything in software normally, right?
Everything
so you can
is up
create really, really complex piece of machinery or products, which is normally not that easy when you're going by any normal manufacturing process.
So if you have the knowledge and about how to create things, you can basically create anything with a 3D printer, right?
Yeah, that is what.
So a problem.
Yeah, it has many problems. As I mentioned, we'll come to that.
Okay.
But before that, since we are talking about advantages, you don't need to create molds for your products. Like normally, if you create mass producing some product, you need mold for each of them. That is the one reason that there is very less flexibility in terms of customization. So you're using the same mold again and again. If you need to customize some a part of your product, you need to customize some
mold
itself. So there is no such restriction. That is a huge advantage again.
Mold reminds me of cupcakes. I can't wait for the day when we can like print out
your food also. See, suppose you want a burger or you want a cupcake. You just put the ingredients into the printer, download the recipe online. It just makes cupcake and puts it out.
I don't know. But the thing is, what about the, you know, it depends on the chef, right? How it tastes and all that.
Someone who is really expert at cooking, they can just create a file which has all the right ingredients, the right amount and all the steps listed. It is gonna do a perfect job, right? It's much, it's like you're giving the computer the instructions to do the right mixing. It's much better than any human being cooking himself. At least it would be better than what I make.
Okay, that's actually an interesting prospect. I can't wait for it to happen.
Yeah, you will be 3D printing food all the time.
Of course I'll.
Along with all these prospects and advantages of 3D printing, there are some limitations as well. Especially on the part where you, when it comes to the material that you use for 3D printing, we have limited choice at this point. Because to create any complex device, let's say to 3D print a phone has many different components. It's not just plastic or metal. So it has this,
microchips
and stuff. That is a very complex machine. So what kind of material are you going to use there? Even today, we have very limited materials that we can use, like plastic and in some cases metal and all that stuff. So it's easy to build things in modules and then assemble them later. Mm-hmm. So completely 3D printing a complex object at this point is not possible at this point. Maybe in future, but not now. Again, the strength and endurance of the material that we create also depends
on what you're feeding it,
on the material that you use, and all those other things.
That's what I've read. They are actually trying to make complex components using 3D printers. So that's the next milestone which they are looking at.
Exactly. So one of the dangers of this thing is, I don't know if you have heard, there was a case few years back, I think it was in 2013 or 2012, where a guy called Cody Wilson, he 3D printed a gun.
Wow.
Right? So that is little scary, but the most scarier part is he uploaded the design that he used for 3D printing the gun.
Oh, man.
It was on Kickass Torrents for a long time.
Oh.
Not Kickass Torrents. I think it was on Pirate Bay or some torrent site.
It was on Torrent.
So many hundreds of thousands of people have downloaded that thing. The problem with that is, these days we have regulations on firearms. Even if you're buying, you have licenses and all that stuff. It's not that easy to
get your hands on
firearms and all that stuff. But if this thing becomes a reality, it's already a reality. He's working with a company and creating guns these days. You can check in YouTube. There are many videos where he's created 3D printed guns.
His videos are there.
Yes. While researching for this, I watched a documentary. It was like a half an hour stuff where he shows the 3D printing process. He's actually really proud of it. He says that, you know, what is cool? These are his words. He says that it's cool that, you know, you can go and download the designs. And if you're 12-year-old, you can go and buy them yourself. And you can buy ammunition online as well. You can buy cartridges and all that stuff. So this is the other scary thing. So someone uploading the 3D print of a gun can be downloaded by anyone to create weapons.
Where is he now?
He is still there. I mean,
yeah, that's actually a scary prospect. If this goes on like this, you can even print bombs too, right, in the future.
Yeah, someone creates a design. I mean, yeah, these are all far-fetched ideas at this point, but yeah, it's a possibility. So these are the negative sides of a very good technology, in fact. But that being said, these are being put into good use as well. Especially there is a good market for 3D printing in automobile industry. So to create prototypes of automobiles and, you know, fighter planes and whatnot. 3D printing is one of the major, you know, technologies that is being used today.
For now, it's more about modeling. Like, you make a model of it and you can work on it and develop a...
Correct. So, future would be obviously creating the entire car using 3D printing.
Wow. That's...
I think there is already a car which was...
It was developed in 2010. It's a prototype car. I think it's called Urbi or Urbi something. Okay. URBW. You can check it out. Looks cool.
We'll call it Urbi.
Yeah.
And in medical field, there is a huge market for 3D printing, where these days prosthetics and even organs are being 3D printed.
Yeah, they printed the first kidney using 3D printers in 2000, I remember.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly. So
There are two things there. Again, the advantage we mentioned was you can really customize your product. So you can really create a prosthetic which suits a person. And when it comes to external organ donation and all that, when you're creating an organ for someone, you can create a... So normally when an organ is being replaced, the body has a tendency to reject it, right? So using 3D printing, what they are doing is they are creating a structure which can occupy the porous or the empty areas which form around an organ, which gives a very less chance of being rejected by your body. So that is an advantage. So that is why they are just pushing 3D printing more into organ replacement surgery and all.
They have went on and created 3D printed foot and even 3D printed jaw. Actually, there was a replacement surgery which happened in 2012. There is a person named Shirley Anderson. He had a tumor in his jaw which was diagnosed in 1998. So it got worse and they had to like remove it and like fix a new jaw. For building the new jaw, they actually used 3D printers. So it's a leap, actually, if you think about
it. Exactly. The major problem with organ donation is you don't get a donor when you need it, right? Like, that person lost his jaw. You cannot just find a jaw lying around.
No.
You can't go
Even if you find it, it might not match. There
exactly.
Is no,
yeah, there might be many fossils, Neanderthals, but you can't use it, right?
Oh God, face palm.
But yeah, in such cases, you really need something like 3D printing to help you out. Hopefully, this technology heads in the right direction instead of creating weapons and all that stuff. Which there might be a justification for that as well, but that falling into dangerous hands is always a big issue.
Yes. I can't wait to order food online and have my 3D printer print for me.
I'm more looking forward to clothes, actually.
Actually, both. But food. Yeah, you need food to live, so yeah.
So that was today's episode of Writer and Geek Show. For any feedback, please go to our website, writerandgeek.com. You can even find our social media links there. Please provide your feedback and we'll be looking forward to your comments.
And we have a good news for you.
Starting next week, we are going to be there every week instead of coming once every 2 weeks.